In North Carolina, some Vietnam War veterans are renewing friendships this month with a unique group of soldiers who fought alongside them a generation ago. During the war, American forces teamed up with a primitive guerrilla army known as the Montagnards. Because they became strong U.S. allies, many were killed or forced into hiding after the war. Now, hundreds of Montagnards have won asylum in the United States. From Greensboro, North Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports that Vietnam veterans are giving them a hero's welcome.
It's been 30 years since retired Army Colonel Lee Hope came home from Vietnam, and nowadays the jovial 74-year-old is pretty far removed from his days as a special forces officer in the Asian jungle. But on a recent morning, Hope felt it important to pull out his old green beret and put it on one more time.
Ow! Was my head that small?
Hope had come to the Greensboro airport to welcome an old comrade to a new home. Along with several other veterans, Hope awaited the arrival of Heil Rama, a Montagnard refugee who fought alongside American Special Forces in Vietnam. As Rama emerged from his plane, he too wore a U.S. Army cap. And though he and the American veterans are of different languages and cultures, they had little trouble finding common ground.
Ciao.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hey.
From Dak Siang?
Dak Siang?
Dak Siang? Okay.
Oh, I know Dak Siang.
Oh, yes. I've been in Dak Siang, yes, years ago.
Rama is one of about 900 Montagnard refugees coming to the United States this year, renewing the bond between the tribal people and American soldiers. The relationship began some 40 years ago, an unlikely alliance formed to battle communism in Asia. The Montagnards, an ethnic minority in Vietnam, needed U.S. help to defend their homeland, while the Americans needed the Montagnards' knowledge of the country's rugged terrain. What started as a marriage of convenience grew into something more, as Colonel Hope says the tribesmen proved fiercely loyal to U.S. troops.
They did everything for Special Forces. They were our backbone, they were our troops. They took care of us, and these people are just great people.
After the U.S. left Vietnam, the Montagnards paid a high price for their loyalty. Human rights groups say thousands were killed, tortured, or imprisoned by Vietnamese authorities, persecuted for their Christian religion and their support of America. Recently, many fled to Cambodia, where the United Nations housed them in refugee camps. Since 1986, the United States from time to time has granted asylum to Montagnards who have no place else to go. This year's group of 900 is the largest ever to come here. Rama, among the first to arrive, spoke through a translator at the airport.
He said he was very happy to be here. But his heart still a family in Vietnam, still thinking how to meet freedom in Vietnam for my people.
This latest group of arrivals will boost the Montagnard population of North Carolina to about 4,000, by far the most of any place outside Vietnam. Church resettlement agencies say the state's warm weather makes the refugees feel at home, as does the warm welcome they've received from local veterans. At this Greensboro warehouse, almost two dozen retired military men are helping the refugees begin life in America. Truckloads of donations have rolled in here, furniture, clothes, appliances, and the like, much of it from Vietnam veterans nationwide. Warehouse manager Mike Linane says the Montagnards arrive with virtually nothing, but he and other former Green Berets deliver a house full of gifts to each of them.
This is a package that's ready to go. It's for a family of six. Former Special Forces member, his wife, four children. Everything is here from bedding, 100 pounds of rice, rice cooker, toys, television, complete living room, pretty complete package.
Linane, a 20-year Army man, says veterans are trying to live up to a commitment they feel the United States broke at the end of the war. When the U.S. pulled out of Vietnam, the Montagnards were left behind and found themselves at the mercy of the enemy. Many ex-Green Berets remain bitter about that and believe their own government forced them to desert a trusted ally. That's part of the reason Linane and other veterans are so eager to help the Montagnards now.
I lived with them, I recruited them, I trained them, I equipped them, and they fought for America, just like me. That's what I did. And we abandoned them on the battlefield. It is a burning sense of duty and honor. And all Green Berets who served in Vietnam to help these people. We need to give them the opportunity to live free.
Linane says that in the 16 years since Mountain Yards began resettling in North Carolina, most have adapted well. Coming from life without electricity or indoor plumbing, many refugees now own homes, hold jobs, and drive cars. And there have been some emotional reunions. At a North Carolina picnic last year, veteran George Clark ran into the Mountain Yard who served as his radio operator in the war, a man named Charlie Hamuck. Both say they were shocked to learn the other had survived.
You see, I've been asking for 10 years. I was trying to find at least one of my men alive. I didn't think any of them made it.
He think I die. I think he died too. But no, but I come here, I see him very happy.
The Vietnamese government calls the refugee program politically motivated, designed to create unrest among the 500,000 tribal members who remain in Vietnam. Veterans groups have put a high priority on bringing more of those Mountain Yards here. They also want Congress to limit aid to Vietnam until the country does more to protect minority rights. That, they say, would be a powerful gesture to show the United States hasn't forgotten its old friends. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Greensboro, North Carolina.